The showdown came after some public scuffles between Matt Borges and Trump's Ohio campaign during the election. But it didn't happen quickly. There were two rounds of voting by members of the state central committee, with Timken having one more vote than Borges, yet still not having a majority. Finally, a behind-the-scenes deal was proposed to put Timken in charge. As the first woman to head the Ohio Republican Party, Timken says she's excited about her new job.
I think it's important to have a female in this leadership position. I think it's a historic moment. But I think most importantly, I'm the person that's going to take this party to a new direction and have great success.
It's not exactly like Borges didn't have success of his own.
When you think about the statewide sweep in 2014, bringing the convention to Ohio for the first time in 80 years, hosting the first Republican debate, and then a statewide sweep again in 2016, I don't know how I could have put any more of my heart and soul into succeeding.
The behind-the-scenes deal resulted in a new job for Borges. He'll be the first chair emeritus.
Well, I don't think I'm out. I think I'm here, and I think I'm helping, and I think I'm going to be part of a continued success of the Republican Party in this state, and I'm pleased to be. And what I want to do more than anything else is make sure that we bring everyone together and that we're unified as a party moving forward. That's going to be very critical to our mission.
When asked about his new role with the party and what it would entail, Borges said details are still being worked out on that. Timken didn't elaborate either.
I think those are some of the details that we will see how that role plays out, and there's nothing final I can give you right now on that.
Was there anything in particular that you talked about, any of his skills that you talked about that you'd like him to bring to that role in an advisory capacity or something?
Matt and I had some private conversations. I'm going to keep them private.
Many who voted for Timken say they think Borges brought success to the party. But for Timken supporter Bob Murphy of the Cleveland area, the issue was loyalty. He noted Governor John Kasich has been a strong backer of Borges, while President-elect Donald Trump wanted Timken.
He has a big job to do in this country to get this country straightened out. And if Ohio doesn't get in line or get on the Trump train, then in the long run, we're going to pay. And it's going to hurt President Trump because then the Democrats will play that.
In the days and hours leading up to the vote, both Kasich and Trump talked to committee members to try to get them to support their respective candidates. Sue Rodman of the Cleveland area says she got one of those phone calls from Trump.
He asked me what I thought of his appointees, and we shared that. And then he did tell me that, you know, he was supporting Jane Timken. But we had a conversation like he was across the street. He's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Republican State Auditor Dave Yost urged Central Committee members to take the pragmatic approach and stand behind Borges.
Yes, the risk of change can be a necessary one if the organization is failing in its mission, but that is not the case with the ORP. We are winning elections at an epic level with Matt's leadership.
Yost and others who'd backed Borges tweeted statements after the vote showing support for Timken as the new chair. The battle for leadership of the Ohio Republican Party has intensified in recent months. Borges was heavily criticized by some Republicans for his tepid support of Trump and his overwhelming support of Kasich. But Kasich is a big reason Borges was in that role in the first place. Not long after Kevin DeWine ushered in a complete sweep of Republicans in state government in 2010, he was ousted as chair by Kasich supporters. Borges eventually took over. Now his role in the party is minimized while the Ohio GOP forges ahead into the uncharted territory of the 2018 U.S. Senate race, as well as key Ohio legislature races. And that leaves the question of whether Timken can make Ohio red again. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.